Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fran Healy. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McRae moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee spins and fires to second, and McRae is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Carbo trying to get to third. Otis throws the ball into Brett, who tags Carbo for the out. Burleson moves to second. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burleson scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee fires to first and has Brett trapped. There's the throw to Griffin, who tags Brett for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Montgomery reaches second base with a double. There goes Evans trying to get to home. Otis throws the ball into Patek, who relays the ball to Healy, who tags Evans, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Healy moves to second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. Healy moves to third. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground into left field. Carbo picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Carbo. Healy scores. Wolford goes all the way around to score. Otis moves to second. It's 2-1, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. McRae reaches second base with a double. Otis scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Royals. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Carbo moves to second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Healy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cowens moves to second. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cowens moves to third. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn, who is chasing the ball. Wolford reaches third base with a triple. Cowens scores. Healy goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a pop-up into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carbo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Healy hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burleson is hit by the pitch. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burleson moves to third. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burleson tags and scores. One out. It's 5-2, Royals. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a line drive towards third. Petrocelli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Wolford hits a pop-up towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Montgomery hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Dick Drago now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-3 in the game. Rojas takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rojas moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. Rojas moves to third. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Healy takes first base on ball 4. Cowens moves to second. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Patek hits a pop-up towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Solaten now playing first base. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Montgomery and he is safe. Otis steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Otis trying to get to home. Lynn throws the ball into Montgomery who tags Otis who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Tony Soleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soleta takes first base on ball 4. McRae moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Griffin fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas misplays the ball. That's an error on Rojas. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Lynn moves to second. Juan Benitez pinch runs for Rico Petrocelli. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Tim McCarver pinch hits for Bob Montgomery. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.